Okay, so picture this. You walk into your doctor's office, right? But instead of getting, the standard treatment plan, the one that feels like it's straight out of a textbook, you get one that's like completely tailored to you.
Yeah.
Your genes, your lifestyle choices, everything all factored in.
Like a medical fingerprint, almost.
Exactly. That's the whole idea behind precision medicine. And you know what's often seen as the key? It's like the secret sauce.
Let me guess. Machine learning.
You got it. But today, we're taking a bit of a, let's say, a critical look at this whole thing.
A reality check.
Exactly. We're diving deep into this Lancet Digital Health article, and it really like challenges all the hype around machine learning and medicine.
Makes sense. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement, but like with any new technology, there's a need for some healthy skepticism.
Absolutely. And to help us navigate this, we have our expert on all things data and algorithms.
Happy to be here. It's a fascinating, rapidly evolving field, and I think it's crucial to separate the genuine potential from the, well, let's call it the hype.
Exactly. And this article jumps right into it. One of the biggest claims out there is that machine learning will soon be able to diagnose diseases with almost perfect accuracy.
Right, like we're on the verge of having these all-knowing algorithms.
Yeah, we've all seen those headlines. AI outperforms doctors. Algorithms diagnosing everything from knee MRIs to EKGs to chest X-rays, and they make it sound like it's happening tomorrow.
Right. And while the technology is definitely advancing and there are some promising results, we have to be careful about overstating its current capabilities.
So you're saying there's a gap between what we're hearing and what's actually happening in, like, the real world?
Yeah, sometimes. One thing this article points out is that a lot of these studies, they don't actually compare these algorithms to real-world diagnoses made by actual doctors.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. And even fewer of them do it in a way that lets you like make a fair comparison.
So all those news stories about AI outperforming doctors, maybe not the whole picture.
Exactly. It's not to say that those advancements aren't happening, but context is everything. There's a huge difference between a controlled lab setting and the real world of medicine.
Right, where you've got different people, different situations, all sorts of stuff the algorithm might not be prepared for.
Exactly. In a lab, you can control the variables, make sure the data is perfect, but in the real world, data can be messy. Patients are diverse, their medical histories are complex, and there are just so many factors that an algorithm might not be picking up on.
So an algorithm might pass a test with flying colors, but then when it's used on a real person in a real clinic.
It might not be as accurate. And think about it from your perspective. If you were getting a diagnosis, wouldn't you want it to be based on a doctor's expertise or understanding of your individual situation, not just on patterns in a data set?
Absolutely. I mean, no one wants to be reduced to just a data point, right?
Right. Exactly. And this is where the article brings up a really interesting point. Sometimes, they argue, just using simple clinical data, your medical history, what your doctor observes during an exam, your symptoms can be just as effective, if not more so, than these fancy machine learning models.
So sometimes simpler is better.
Sometimes, yes. It's not always about having the most complex algorithm, but about using the right information in the right way. And there's another layer to this. A lot of these algorithms, they're designed to give you a yes or no answer, disease or no disease. But health, especially when we're talking about personalized approaches, it's not that black and white.
More like a spectrum, right?
Exactly. And shouldn't truly personalized medicine be about understanding where an individual falls on that spectrum, not just slapping a label on them?
Makes sense. So, takeaway number one from this deep dive so far. Machine learning in diagnostics, it's got potential, but we can't just get swept up in the hype. We need to make sure the science is solid
Yeah.
and that these algorithms are being developed and compared in a rigorous way. Okay, so we've tackled that first big claim about machine learning in medicine, like, can it actually diagnose things better than a doctor?
Right. And as we saw, the answer is a bit more complicated than just a yes or no.
Exactly. But this article, it doesn't stop there. It goes on to tackle this even bigger claim. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Okay, so they're saying that machine learning will, like, revolutionize how we treat diseases. No more one-size-fits-all medicine. Everyone gets a personalized treatment plan.
Now, that's a bold claim. And while incredibly appealing, I think this is where it gets really tricky because there are some inherent limitations with machine learning itself that make this, well, a lot harder to achieve than it sounds.
Okay, so break it down for me. What are these limitations? Why is personalized treatment so much harder?
So, at its core, machine learning is really, really good at pattern recognition. You feed an algorithm tons of data, and it can uncover these hidden connections, make predictions about the future that almost seem, like, magical.
But there's a but coming, isn't there?
Haha, always a but. So it's like this machine learning, it can find these patterns and correlations, right? But it can't always tell us why those patterns exist. It struggles with cause and effect.
So just because an algorithm sees that people who have, say, a certain gene respond well to a drug, doesn't mean the gene is the reason they respond well.
Exactly. It could be a correlation, sure, but correlation doesn't automatically equal causation. There might be something else entirely that's causing that response, something the algorithm isn't even considering.
So how do we get from those correlations to, like, real understanding? How do we know for sure what's causing what?
The million-dollar question. And honestly, it's something scientists are still trying to figure out, because to truly personalize treatments, we need to go beyond just observing patterns in data. We need to understand the underlying mechanisms of how diseases work and how our bodies respond to different treatments.
So it's more than just feeding data into an algorithm and out pops a personalized treatment plan.
Way more.
Okay, so where do we go from here? I know the article mentioned something about shifting from precision medicine to stratified medicine. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. They're basically saying that instead of trying to predict the exact outcome for each individual, which is really, really hard given these cause and effect limitations we've been talking about,
right,
we could focus on identifying subgroups of patients who are more likely to respond in a similar way to a specific treatment.
Okay, so not a treatment plan designed just for me, but for, like, a group of people who share certain things in common, like maybe a specific gene or a certain lifestyle factor.
Exactly. Yeah. It acknowledges that while we may not be able to say with 100% certainty how any one individual will respond to a treatment, we can use data to figure out which groups of people are more likely to benefit.
That does seem more realistic, I guess. But I'm sure even that, like grouping people, it must come with its own challenges.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even figuring out how to define these subgroups is a challenge in itself.
So we're talking about using data to, like, group people based on how likely they are to respond to a treatment.
Right. The idea being to target those treatments more effectively.
It makes sense in theory, but I'm guessing it's not as simple as it sounds.
Yeah.
What are some of the, like, potential pitfalls here?
Well, think about it this way. Let's say a study comes out and says, hey, this new drug, it works way better for women than men. Sounds promising, right? Like,
yeah,
a step towards personalized medicine.
Yeah, definitely.
But what if that study, what if it only looked at a really small number of women? And what if their responses to the drug were all over the map? Like, some had great results, some had no effect.
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
That difference they found between men and women, it might just be a fluke of the data. Statistical noise, not a real biological difference.
So we might end up tailoring these treatments to groups that aren't actually meaningful.
Exactly. And that's not just a waste of resources. It could actually be harmful, giving people treatments they don't need, or that might even have negative side effects.
And that's where the article stresses that we need more than just data.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't just a job for data scientists.
Right. It's not like we could just feed all this information into an algorithm and boom, we have all the answers.
Nope. We need medical professionals, ethicists, and
yes,
you know what? Most importantly, we need patients involved in every single step, from designing those studies to making sense of what the data actually means to making those final treatment decisions.
It's about making sure that this technology, it actually serves people.
Right.
Like, it's actually improving healthcare, not just making it more complicated.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And the authors of this article, they really emphasize this point. Machine learning, it should be a tool that enhances scientific rigor, not something that replaces it.
We still need those well-designed studies. We still need to be careful about how we interpret the data. And we always, always need to think about the ethics of using these technologies in a field as important as healthcare.
100%.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into machine learning and precision medicine, what's the key takeaway you want to leave with our listeners?
I think it's this. The potential here, it's huge, right? But we can't just blindly buy into the hype. We have to approach these advancements with a critical eye, understanding what these technologies can do, and just as importantly, what they can't do.
We can't just take those headlines at face value.
Exactly. Ask questions, be skeptical, and advocate for a future where technology and human expertise, they work together to make healthcare better for everyone.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. It's clear that the future of medicine isn't about replacing doctors with algorithms, but about giving those doctors the best possible tools and information so they can provide truly effective care.
And personalized care. Don't forget that part.
Absolutely. The kind of care that takes into account each person's unique situation and needs. And for all of us, whether we're doctors or patients, it's about being informed and engaged, ready to navigate this new world of data-driven healthcare. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive.